Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown. It's your host, Hannah Mann. Joel Braden Harris is on a heater, and it showed last night in round 7. Joel won the round with a 7-5 aboard Peso to collect another $36,668, bringing his total NFR earnings to more than $137,000. Now that we're on the back half of the week, I'll also do an update for you guys on the world standings and average races. Riley Webb took over the world standings race from Shad Mayfield after placing in round 7 last night and also moved up to first in the average with 58.6 on 7 head, 4/10 ahead of John Douch in second. Hypothetically, if Riley wins the average, he will still win the world. Again, hypothetically, if Shad were to win the next 3 rounds and no worse than 8th in the average, he could win the world even if Riley wins the average, but that can only happen if Riley doesn't place in the next 3 rounds. We're going to be hard at work crunching numbers over the next few days and updating you guys on hypotheticals as we can over on calfroping.com. Big thanks to Equinity for bringing us this episode. Back to back. How excited are you to be back in here?
Oh, it's
so surreal.
Are you
getting tired of it yet?
No, I of course, you can't ever get tired of this. I'm so happy to be here. I think each time you win one of these rounds, it gets more and more real, and you just appreciate it more and more. I mean, I know that this one could very well be my last. There's no promises. So I'm wanting to really enjoy it and really think about where I'm at.
For sure. Haven was, what, 7-4 on that calf?
Yep.
In round 4?
Yep.
Kind of talk to me about what you thought whenever you saw the draw tonight.
I loved my calf.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the best calves in the pen. By the time I roped, the round was still not quite as fast as it had been most of the nights. So I knew that, and I probably laid off the barrier too much. But Peso made it up for me and caught up to the calf just fast enough.
I mean, smooth as butter tonight. Like, have you watched it back?
Yes, I have.
So smooth. Talk me through it.
Yeah, so I think there was the moment where I hit the barrier line, and I was a little bit further back than I thought. And it was just right as soon as my foot hits the ground, go as fast as I can. And Peso just cleaned it up so good for me. By the time I was getting there, the calf was standing there waiting on me. It really made it easy on me.
So you just kind of touched on my next question. We talked about how much confidence Peso gives you last night. Talk to me about specifically what you feel like it is that, like, Peso's factor that just fits you, that makes you guys just work. Like, because, I mean, like you said last night, you just jumped on him last year, and it just worked so well for you.
Yeah, I think it's hard to pinpoint. I think there's so many different little things, but I think nothing he does is taken away from your ability to make a good run. He's like, everything is helping you and making it easy on you. And that's the best way I could describe him, is he's never trying to mess you up. And I just have so much confidence that I'm going to catch up to the calf when I need to, that he's going to give me the right start, and he's going to give me the right go.
Yeah. They flashed your mom up on the screen both last night and tonight. She looked amped. How special is it to have people who care so much in your corner?
She's the best mom in the world. I'm so thankful for her. If people that know her know that that's just her. Like, that she's not even...
Yeah.
Like, that people think she's going wild. No, like, that's just normal.
Yeah.
So she's awesome, and I love her so much.
Who else do you have in your corner? You talked a little bit about your dad last night. There's so many people supporting
you. Yeah, I mean,
you.
My dad has been the biggest reason for our success by far. And then second, as far as rodeo success goes, it's my dad, my brother, and then my mom and wife and my younger siblings. And so, yeah, I think that I have the best people surrounding me in the world, and I'm just so thankful to get to be a part of it.
For sure. You've won over $130,000 this week. What are you gonna do with that money when you get home?
Oh man, that's a good question. Trust me, there are things to lose it on. Always calves, horses, this, vet bills. I mean, it can disappear fast in this sport. So I'm just gonna look at my money in my account when I get home
and then
act like that's how it's always gonna be. and don't even look at it again.
What are you guys gonna do to celebrate tonight?
I'm gonna sleep so good. That's the main thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get some good food, take that trip to South Point, obviously, and then head straight to bed.
What was your celebratory meal last night?
Oh, so I mean, there's not a whole lot of time between here and South Point, so I just went to a little place at South Point, and then went on stage, went to my room, and I slept for a long time. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm ready to get back there too.
I can imagine. Perfect. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
Congrats.